Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning to everyone. Well, title of my paper is Differences Soil Acidity Tolerance of Dry Bean Genotypes. Dry bean is a very important crop for South America, including Brazil, because we eat every day dry bean with rice. That is our main food. So importance of this crop is really very high for South American people. And this crop, yield of this crop is really very low. In Brazil, we have about 850 kilogram per hectare, average yield of the country. But in experimental fields, we have got yield up to 4 ton per hectare. This means there is a very, very large gap in the what farmers get real yield and potential yield, you know. This crop is really very, very sensitive to biotic as well as abiotic stresses, especially diseases. So really, farmers really get a very low yield because of all these stresses. And most of the soil in South America, or including Brazil, are acidic in reaction, all, and low fertility. That is one factor. So, well, justification for conducting this study, as I said, that dry bean and rice are main staple food crops of South American population. Average yield of dry bean in Brazil is about 850 kilogram per hectare, very low. Soil acidity and low fertility are the major constant for bean products in the South America, including Brazil. Genotypic differences in beans for growth and under soil acidity constraints have been widely reported. This is a geographic map of Brazil, or South America. And you see, the Brazil is a very, very big country. The total area of Brazil about 8.2 million square kilometers. This is equal to US. If you take Alaska out, it is size is equal to US, you know, very, very huge country. And we have the advantage that this is the only country in the world which has maximum potable water, or fresh water, what you call. They say that 40% of world sweet water in Brazil. Water is flowing everywhere, you see. And climatic conditions are very favorable. There is most of the part of the country, average temperature is 20 degree minimum and 30 degree maximum. This is the range. So in this range, we can grow most of the crop. And we have a huge area. Only one main problem in Brazilian soil is low fertility and acidic soil. So liming and fertilizer are essential practices for to improve this soil. Well, this is the water situation in Brazil, you can see. Northeast region, about 33%, 27% population. Amazon region, you see, 80% water, only 7% population. Other region, 16.7% and 66% population. Most of the Brazilian population is in the eastern and southern part of the countries. Located, more of the people. So the Amazon region, you can see very, very few people, you know. And this is really very, very vast area of tropical forest. So very promising or potential country for increasing food production. This is the photograph of Amazon River, see, in state of Amazon, you know, in Brazil. So all tropical forest showing on the side of the river basin, you can see. This is water flowing everywhere like that. Some, this is the eastern part of the country, one state known as Espírito Santo, is water. This is another river in Amazon, in Acre state of Brazil. So this is clearing the forest, tropical forest, Amazon forest, really concerned. So far, estimate shows that about 17% Amazon forest has been cleared. So still, we have a lot of area, you know. A total area about 600 million hectare, Amazon area. So a lot of area we have still in Brazil. And most of these land, farmers clear for pasture. You know, they put the cattle and then grow some grasses and for pasture, you know. So this is the bulldozer, how they clean this forest, you see. Well, objective of my study to screening or evaluating 20 dibene genotypes, advanced material, for their tolerance to soil acidity. As I said, that soil acidity is one of the main yield limiting factors in Brazilian soil. Soil used in the experiment was an inceptive soil. With a pH about 4.5 in water. Two soil acidity treatments were imposed by mixing soil with dolomitic lime at zero without, means high acidity. pH was measured after harvesting the bean crop, you know. So it was 4.8 at harvest and 6 gram lime per kilo, low acidity, pH about 5.6. We have experimental data that around 6.5 is the optimum pH for bean growth in Brazilian soils, you know. We can grow almost all crops at this pH. And the average pH of most of the Brazilian vary from soil to soil, but on an average about 5 in water, 5.0. So we need a lot of lime to improve the pH. So we calculated one genotropic tolerance index, that is yield, Y1 is grain yield at high acidity level, Y2 average grain yield of 20 genotype at high acidity level, then X1 grain yield at low acidity level, and X2 average grain yield of 20 genotype at low acidity level. Genotype having grain tolerance index value more than 1 were classified as tolerant, 0.5 to 1 as moderately tolerant, and less than 0.5 as susceptible. This is an arbitrary index, but widely be used for mineral stress studies, you know. This index separate high-yielding, stable genotype from low-yielding, unstable genotypes. So this is a very simple index to, and yield we use as a criteria to classify. That is the one of the most important parameters for any crop, you know, for any screening purpose, yield. That is our main objective, you know. So you can see here, grain yield of 20 dibene genotype at 2 acidity level. So you can see that there was a significant variation in yield, acidity treatment, genotype, and acidity and genotype interaction was significant. This means that there was variation in yield among genotypes, and that varied with acidity level. And there exists possibility of selecting genotype for low as well as high acidity level, these results. So very clearly, no? You see, and average you can see the almost 14 gram per plant at high acidity and 18.43 at low acidity level. The pH we determine at harvest 4.8 and 5.9, you know, at the end of the experiment. Normally bean have about, depend on genotype, but 90 day cycle in Brazil from planting to harvesting takes 90 days period. Yeah, so we classified based that harvest, that tolerance index, the genotypes, and they have, like, you can see some are really very high index, highly tolerant, and some are susceptible. You can see the classification of these 20 genotypes. In conclusion, diabetes genotype showed genetic variability for grain yield at low as well as at high acidity level, that you have seen all in the grain yield table. Based on grain yield tolerance index, 55% of the genotypes tested were grouped as tolerant, 40% classified as moderately tolerant, and remaining 5% classified as susceptible to soil acidity. So this was a advanced material, and most of the material will be released as a variety for the farmers. So our experiment results show that really there is exist difference among genotypes, and dry bean genotypes, really they are very, very sensitive to, as I told, the environmental stresses, you know, especially disease, and they don't have high nitrogen fixing capacity. So far we do not find, like soybean, it can fix atmospheric nitrogen, we don't need to put any nitrogen, but beans, so far we have not found any genotype or rhizobium that can fix nitrogen, so we have to add nitrogen. Or the lot of work was done during 80 and 90, lot of funding for biological nitrogen fixation everywhere in the world, you know, but unfortunately for beans, so far we have not found any rhizobium that really can fix the nitrogen. So for this crop, so nitrogen and liming, these are the two main factors to improve dry bean yield in Brazilian acidic soil. So this is what I have to say, and maybe I think
there is time for a few questions.
If you have any question, and
just a comment, it would have probably better to include pictures of a few of your genotypes, which are resistant and also susceptible to acidity. Oh. How they go in the field.
Yeah, now we normally first we take this material in the greenhouse and then we test in field also, you know. Always this is our normal procedure, you know. We always test under field condition, that is really applicability. In the field also, we have several data, they also show that these differences as shown in the greenhouse conditions.
So I'm talking about including the pictures of the genotypes in the presentation.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, you suggest that pH 6.5 is very good to improve productivity on the site. Are there any additional work being done to quantify the amount of raise the pH of these soils to that index, 6.5?
Well, normally the pH, I said that these soil without liming, originally about 4.5 to 5, these are all Brazilian soil, no? Mostly these, septisol, oxisol, altisol, this is the range, or average I can say 5. So if we put, bring it to 6 or 6.5, they have high clay content, these soils, you see. So we need at least, we bring pH from 5 to 6.5, 10 ton lime per hectare, that is minimum. So I think with genotype and some liming combination may be a good strategy to improve the yield of this bean crop in Brazil, you know.
Very good. Thank you.
Any more question?
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.